What's up, guys? You're listening to Confessions of a Gym Rat, getting you through the 9 to 5 as healthily and happily as possible. Guys, I apologize for the fact that this episode did not come out on Monday. Okay, here's what happened. So, I didn't know that we were getting my bathroom redone this week until literally Sunday morning, and then I was out all day Sunday. Like, I didn't know that this was something that was in the works, that it was coming. And then I don't think my mom knew either, because the guy called her on Sunday and was like, hey, I'm gonna come tomorrow. And she was like, oh, haven't heard from you, but thanks. So my room is right next to the bathroom, and honestly, the whole upstairs is just so loud this week, so I haven't had time to sit down and record this. There's just been a lot of clatter, and I figured that it was better to give you guys an episode without demolition tools and drills and all of that than with. So I waited a little bit. Okay, but it's for the best. Okay, so I'm trying to bang this out while I finally have some time. It has been nothing short of a crazy week, I'll say. I don't think I told you guys about this. I'm trying to think. I don't think I did. But last week, we found out that Miss Chloe had to get a hernia removed. Okay? Now, mind you, I feel this girl loves the vet. She's weird. Okay? She loves the vet. And I felt so bad because she was like so excited to go to the vet, not knowing that they were going to cut her up, slice and dice her. When my dad and I went to go pick her up last Thursday, she was like a limp piece of fur, just totally zooted on anesthesia. So she gets surgery last Thursday, and they don't give her a cone, but they're like, if she's licking, then go to the store and get one. I'm like, all right, you could have just got us one then. Of course, because she's Chloe, she is nonstop licking, so we had to buy her a little donut to put around her head, which makes the dogs very sad because they look like an idiot salad with them on. So my dad leaves to go to Texas for work this week, and Chloe's ours. This girl doing God knows what, because I'm out and about all day training clients, like I'm not home. She freaking ripped out her stitches. She didn't rip them out. Okay, that was dramatic. They started to rip open. I don't know what she did. I don't know if it was some way that she moved. She can't get to it with the donut on, so I don't know what the hell she did, but I have literally goosebumps thinking about it because I don't fuck with stitches at all. So I had to cancel my morning clients this morning and take her to the vet. So I'm out money, but she behaved very well and she got a few staples. They're really gross. I looked at them for a brief second before and I got shivers down my spine. But now we're just dealing with the let's not lick, let's not jump. As we speak right now, she's going absolutely ham on her paws. I think she just happens to have allergies as well. But I feel so bad for her because of the construction and the fact that she's not supposed to be jumping up and down from places. This poor girl has been confined to my bed for basically the whole week. I've been bringing her out like we just sat downstairs for a while, trying to change the scenery, but she's not her usual peppy self. And I can't wait until she is because I feel so bad for her. She has no idea what happened. She just woke up with an irritating itch. I don't know. And then we got to feed her medicine and it's liquid. Try feeding a dog liquid medicine. They don't cooperate. So, yeah. That's what we've been dealing with this week. Anyway, I had this on the back of my mind. I wanted to talk to you guys about the movies that I've watched in the past 2 weeks. Because there were two of them and they are just on complete opposite ends of the spectrum. Okay. Last week, I watched three movies. I think I might have told you guys that I watched Oppenheimer. That was pretty good. And then I was like, all right, let me make it down like the Oscar list here and let me watch Poor Things. I heard that Poor Things was eh. Like I heard it wasn't great, but I was like, whatever, I'll just put it on. Guys, it was so fucking bad. like so bad. Saltburn was weird, right, guys? It was a weird movie, but it was like that type of, it was so good though that like you couldn't look away from the weirdness. Poor Things was arguably weirder and you could look away. Like I wanted to look away and I did look away. And I'm not going to spoil anything in case any of you for some reason still want to go watch it. The character that Emma Stone played was a challenge and I do think that she did a good job, but it was just so the movie was unnecessary. It was just very unnecessary. It was highly uncomfortable and it kept getting worse. So it was like 10 p.m. and I got like a decent chunk through the movie and I said to myself, I will benefit so much more by shutting this off and going to bed than continuing to try to watch this, because it was just, don't watch it. It was just so weird. Please, I'm begging you, don't watch it. On the other hand, I watched The Fall Guy and that was so fucking good. I would encourage, like, I'm like, everybody stay away from Poor Things and go watch The Fall Guy. Ryan Gosling doesn't miss. He doesn't. I love him in a good romantic film like The Notebook. You know, I love that. Makes me wish I could get my own Ryan Gosling, but you can't because there's just one and he's taken. But I also love him in a funny role. And this was like a little bit of both. It was a perfect mix between like, he still brought some of that Kenergy, but there were serious parts. It was just like, it was a perfect rom-com. It was just the right amount of cheesy that like, it was cheesy, but you didn't question it. It was cheesy, but you weren't like, oh my God, they're trying too hard. It was like the, this is cheesy and I'm going to embrace it. And it had very sick stunts. Very sick stunts. And honestly, Ryan Gosling just looks so good. He looked great. This character was doing it for him. I loved the characters. I liked the storyline. I liked it all. I did. 10 out of 10. And the Taylor Swift, the All Too Well bit killed me. I probably laughed harder than the average human at this just because everyone's laughing like, oh, like he's singing All Too Well about like in the car listening to All Too Well about a breakup. I'm like, no, this is funny to me because I've actually been in this scenario where somebody has caught me in the act of doing this. Okay. Like I can't even get an estimate on how many times I have cried to this song alone in the car. That one hit. That laughed more out of like, I was like, wow, I'm neurotic. But anyway, Fall Guy, 10 out of 10 movie. What else is going on? I don't think I had any very like interesting stories from the week, but we do have some new exciting drops I could tell you guys about. So on June 15th at 12 p.m. Eastern, Petula is launching their stadium edit. So this is less athletic clothes and more like athleisure. I tried on the tailored pant and then the tuckable tee. Those are the two pieces. I tried them on together today for the first time and looked at myself and was like, oh my God, this is it. And it's such a classic. It's the kind of outfit that will look good on any body type, tall, short, big boned, small boned. And what I like about it is that it doesn't look stretchy. Like, it's not like it looks like loosey-goosey. But because it's made by an athletic company, it's just so comfortable. Like, I know that I could be bloated and still wear those pants. And that is a very important thing to me. It is very important that I will be able to wear my pants when I'm not bloated and when I'm bloated and not have to worry. So June 15th, use my code LizWay. I'm excited for you guys to see everybody's looks with this. It's just a classic. They're so classic. You'll have to go to, I posted a whole video on YouTube, so you'll have to go to check it out. I feel like I need to tell Chloe to stop licking my bed. Thank you. Stop doing that. Because I have to sleep on these sheets tonight. But anyway, that's what's new in Petula Land. Last Friday, 1UP launched some new limited edition flavors. And let me just tell you, they have been hitting the nail on the head. Last month, they dropped spicy pineapple margarita pre-workout. That's a mouthful. I normally don't fuck with pineapple things. It's got to be mixed with something else. I'm not like a huge pineapple girly. But I tasted this and was like, holy shit, they said spicy margarita and they were not fucking around. That, it had to have tamarind in it. It was, it's good. It's fantastic, I'll tell you that. So, and I forced everybody to try it at the gym and everybody had good things. I swear, I have put so many people on 1UP where I have to force them because I'm like, guys, I'm not just saying this because like I'm partial to the brand. I'm not saying it because I earn commission. Just try it. Just try it. I'll give you mine. Everybody that I've given stuff to has fallen in love with it. So this month's flavor of pre-workout is spicy watermelon or watermelon jalapeno margarita. Something like that. Something like that. But they came out with a lemon Italian ice. Clear protein. They came out with butterscotch collagen. They're going for it, and I am following. So that's what's going on new in the launch worlds. Let me see, has anything else really happened? Oh god, I feel like so much has happened, but then like I couldn't record on Monday and I couldn't record on Tuesday, and now it's practically the next week. And my brain's tired. I think that's it. That's it for my life. We'll move into some hot topics for the week. How about that? That sounds good to me. Okay, so let's get into some hot topics for the week, starting with the fact that Maddie Healy is engaged. That's so fucking weird. Like, I don't get that, and it seems like everybody's been getting engaged lately. And I'm just at that part of my life where like everybody's either been in long enough relationships where they're getting engaged or they're not. I don't know where I was going with that, but I meant like they're not in relationships. Okay. I don't know why I just went brain dead. I don't get the whole like, okay, Maddie Healy was hanging out with Taylor Swift last summer, right? Like around this time last year. How are you engaged right now? You're like, I guess like, I don't know because I'm not at that. Like it hasn't happened to me yet. Like I get how they say like when you know, but you really want to be engaged after a year. And I know like engaged doesn't mean like they're getting married tomorrow. Maybe he's just doing this for fucking publicity, probably. But that's weird to me. To get engaged in under a year is weird to me. And he's engaged to Gabrielle Bechtel. I don't even know who that is. But this, like, I don't know. This just strikes me as weird and it's not going to last. And who's the dumbass that said yes? Who's the dumbass that's dating Maddie Healy to begin with? But no offense, Taylor Swift. You get engaged to Maddie Healy. Maddie Healy, of all people. Dating him under a year. You think it's going to last? Do you? I don't know. That one, like, for some reason, that really pissed me off. Taylor Swift aside, like, taking her out of it, it's just the fact that, like, you really, like, are you really serious about it? Are you really that serious about it? But then again, yeah, like, I gotta tell myself, you know, it's not your business. Anyway, next up in Hot Topics, I'm absolutely obsessed with Sabrina Carpenter's new music video. Okay, I feel weird about it, though, so I want to talk about it. First of all, I've been on this Sabrina bandwagon when it was embarrassing to like Sabrina. I told you guys this, that I felt embarrassed to like Sabrina because she came from, like, the Disney Channel and whatnot. But her last album, like, Emails I Can't Send, was phenomenal. And I got so much hate for it, and now she's, like, the new it girl. Her new song, Slaps. I was absolutely shocked to hear lyrics about and then see Barry Keoghan in the music video. And there's parts of it, like when they're in the car, that I was like, ooh, no, it's giving Saltburn. It's giving Saltburn. And I still don't think he's remotely, like, I just don't think he's attractive. But something about their chemistry in the music video was attractive, if that makes any sense. Like, I don't like him. Not, like, he's probably a fine person. Like, I just don't find him attractive. And Saltburn, like, really ruined that for me. But their chemistry was attractive, made for a fantastic music video. And it's kind of genius, because even if things go bad for her, like, the song's never going to age out. You know, it's either going to be this like parody thing that they did together and made a hit out of, or it's going to be like, no, legit, like, you embarrassed me. And the lyrics are a bop. And I love Sabrina, and I'm not afraid to say it. And I will fight anybody who thinks differently. One more thing. I have to update you guys. Not that I think anybody really cares at all, but I've been freaking out for the past two weeks to you guys about being nervous about the Jonas Brothers relationship. First of all, they still got their European half of the tour, so I was just being silly. And two, the other day Nick Jonas posted he always be posting like the weirdest things on Instagram, but he posted this video of him wearing a hat in Ireland, and like the first comment was Kevin commenting a gif. And that made me feel better, because I thought that they were on the outs with Kevin again, and I got a little bit nervous. And now I'm looking, oh God, I made a mistake here. Now I'm looking down a rabbit hole of Nick Jonas with his old hair and with the buzz cut, and I really do enjoy them both. But now I miss the old hair. I don't know. We're not going to go down that rabbit hole. That's it for Hot Topics this week. Alrighty, let's talk highlights for the week. Honestly, guys, this is really sappy. Okay, but cut me a break. My non-health and fitness related highlight of the week was the fact that Chloe made it out of her surgery, okay? You guys know that I have such bad anxiety. I make jokes of it a lot, but sometimes like it actually really does, like it's not a joke. I make a joke out of it because like, what am I supposed to do? Just be bothered by it all the time. But at the end of the day, it is serious. And the night before, I really didn't sleep because I was just up with these like intrusive thoughts about her getting surgery the whole night. So just like knowing that she was okay and like being able to pick her up was honestly the highlight of my week. She's snoring, right? I don't think she can, like, something's like blocking, I don't know. She's been snoring with this thing on. It's honestly really cute, but whatever. That was my non-health and fitness related highlight. My health and fitness related highlight, getting some outdoor cardio in. That's what I'm going to say. I'm at the point in prep where I have to be doing cardio every single day, and it's not always fun, but something about like taking, like breaking it up a little and being able to do some outside is just, it's good. It's good for my mind. It's refreshing, and it's good to step away from the screen and just get outside every now and then. So yeah, those are my highlights for the week. Of course, as always, I encourage you guys to take a minute and just think of little things that you can be grateful for. Like the fact that your dog doesn't have a hernia. That's something that's good. Guys, it is June, and I know we're already halfway through, and that means it's time for another Petula launch. This month, Petula has launched their Stadium Edit. Two really cute pieces. We have the tailored pant and the tuckable tee. You can wear the tuckable tee as a pump cover. You could wear it casually. The tailored pant, they're a little bit more fancy, and of course, you could pair them together. They're perfect for dressing for the office, dressing to go to the city, like outdoor things at night. And honestly, they're probably something you could wear all year round, given the colors and the style. They're two timeless pieces and they are live now in a variety of colors, sizes, and inseams. So check it out on Petula's website and make sure you use my code LizWay for a discount. Okay, so I thought that this week's episode we could do something a little bit fun. And instead of educating y'all on something like health and fitness related, we can just, let's just be girls. Let's just talk about shopping. I thought since there's so many different activewear lines out there these days, I would kind of go through the ones that I own and give you my pros and cons for each. Because when I started going to the gym, it was like you wore like Nike and Adidas and Under Armour, and then Gymshark came about. And Gymshark and Lululemon were like the only two higher end companies, and Lululemon was not in my 18-year-old budget. No. So it was a lot of just Gymshark, and honestly, Gymshark didn't really fit me well, ever, really. When they first came out, and I don't know what they're doing now because I haven't shopped there in a long time, they didn't have like different size pants, like lengthwise. So I'd be getting a small, but I had to roll up all my pants. And then like, I'd be looking at Whitney Simmons, who's a good like 4 or 5 inches taller than me, and being like, why does she look like those, that in those leggings? And I look like a frumpy, I don't know, a frumpy little elf. I didn't like it, but it was all we had in the moment. But now fast forward, la-da-da. Don't know what that was. That just came out of my mouth. Anyway, fast forward a few years. There are so many different activewear lines. And you guys know that I work with Petula, but obviously I do have other brands. I do own other clothes. So I thought we could have a little chit chat, go through the brands that I own. And I'll give you the pros and the cons and what's worth your money and what's not worth your money. And listen, my style might not be your style, and that's okay, but I like my style. I don't know. I think I got it down pretty good. Okay. So let's start with Petula. Okay. So I typed out a few different brands that are, and pros and cons for each. The pros for Petula. The Sierra legging is one of my favorites. It's super comfortable. It's one of those that you could wear all year round. But the waistband, it does make your butt look good because it does have like a little, like little scrunch in the butt, little pull up. But the band isn't one of those like seamless bands that squishes your gut. These ones are thinner. They're more, if I had to describe them in a way that would probably make sense to you guys, I'd say they're more like the Lululemon Aligns, like that kind of band. They're a little bit thicker, a little bit more compressive. So I don't feel like I'm loosey-goosey and my gut's just hanging out. But I can sit down or I could be bloated and wear the Sierra leggings and feel fine. And that is important because being bloated and having seamless leggings on sucks. That is a shit feeling. So I like those. And they come in so many different colors. They're constantly making different like versions of the Sierra legging, but it's such a staple classic, like there's no frills about it, you know, just like the Lululemon Align, like it's just plain, but there's no front seam. Oh, and there, you know, we went a lot of episodes without Chloe barking. We were on a very good streak and she's ruined it again. Don't mind her. You know, it's one thing, I try and record this so the guy in the bathroom construction isn't in the background. Instead, you get Chloe. Whatever. Anyway, the Sierra legging is just plain in the best way, though. There's no weird seams. There's no weird pockets. There's no like it is just a plain legging that goes with everything. And I appreciate that. Sometimes, yeah, you want the little like leggings with the V front and something with a little pocket. But most of the time, like I just want something plain. And then it goes with everything, you know, throw on a t-shirt, throw on a sports bra, don't matter. Could wear it to Disneyland. I don't know. Other pros. Okay. Petula has different legging lengths. And I don't see this a lot. Lululemon does do it, but I don't see this a lot from other brands. I mentioned this like when I was talking about Gymshark literally 2 minutes ago. What I hated about Gymshark was that their leggings were just one length. So they looked great on Whitney Simmons, but they looked stupid on me. So Petula, like the majority of their pants, whether it's things like the tailored pant, flare leggings, like regular leggings, come in multiple different inseams. So people like me who are 5'2 and a half can enjoy them. And then people like my old roommate who's 6 foot can also enjoy them. And I appreciate that because clothing companies don't do this for girls. For guys, they have different inseams, but for girls, they don't. And it's fucked up. It's fucked up. Do you know how many pairs of pants, how many pairs of jeans that I've had to roll up? Cuff jeans were out, but I was still bringing them back because I had no choice. They did not fit otherwise. So I appreciate Petula for not making me roll up my leggings. That was a terrible phase. Terrible phase. Another pro for Petula is a lot of their stuff does really well with being like stain and water resistant or like repellent. I think I told you guys this story a while ago, but one of my favorite tops from Petula is the Brahmi top. It's got like a built-in bra, but it looks like a little like halter. It's like a cropped length, but I wear it all the time. I brought it on vacations with me. I'll wear it like going out to dinner. I'll wear it in the gym. I brought it to Disney World with me last year and I was eating some sort of like, I don't even fucking know what I was eating. It was like a seafood soup, something weird like that. And there was definitely red, like there was a definitely red in this liquid and it splashed up on my white Brahmi top. And I just remember being like, shit, like now I'm going to walk around with a fucking stain on it. And I ruined my favorite top. I took a napkin to blot it, took it right off, literally took it right off. And that, especially if you have kids, like if you're listening to this and you have kids or you're just spill prone, like that is important. That is huge. So those are my Petula pros, besides, you know, just having some of my favorite, like the favorite sweatpant and the favorite sweatshirt. Cons about Petula is they just don't have a huge selection in sports bras. I don't like long line sports bras because I barely have a torso. So there are sports bras, like I like the scoop neck. I like the Bear Pro, which by the way, that's another pro, I'll say, no pun intended. They have like leggings that you could wear all year round, but then they also have the Bear Pro, which is a little bit warmer. So those are good for the winter. They do have good sports bras, but they just don't have as much of a selection. Like I'd like to see a little halter sports bra, like a bandeau bra. So that's what we're missing. You'll probably always see me in Petula bottoms. Not so much in the sports bra. All right. Next, my second favorite brand is Young LA these days. And I know there's a whole Young LA and like Raw Gear beef, but Raw Gear just doesn't have a lot of female stuff. Like they have like pump covers and things. Like I have the Eternal Life sweatpants and I love them, but they just don't offer the same things that Young LA does. Pros, so trendy. They are so trendy. Everything looks fantastic. Need I say anymore? Another pro, every single, well, okay. I only have like two different styles of the leggings, but all the leggings and shorts that I have make my butt look phenomenal. They really just, they give you a little lift. You feel thick with two C's. In those, I have these shorts in, let's see, I have them in light blue, I have them in green, and I have them in brown, and then I have a different style in yellow. Honestly, this goes under the cons. Like, I can't tell you the styles because their names are weird. It's like W2447, something that I'm not going to remember. So that's why I'm using very vague terms. But yeah, everything makes the butt look phenomenal. And then another pro, guys, softest sweatpants I've ever tried on in my life. I really like their streetwear, like their sweatpants. I have a lot of their crop tees. Like, I think it's trendy. I'll wear it out as like athleisure clothes. I just feel really confident every time I'm in their stuff. But the cons, because everything comes with the cons. You need to size down in their sports bras. And unfortunately, I learned this the hard way. And I have three sports bras that are like a mess. One of them's the Bandeau bra. So I'm always like a small. And honestly, like I used to be a medium, but now I'd say I'm a solid small in all my sports bras. And I have to get an extra small in Young LA. I got one halter neck that if I'm not careful, a boob is coming out. A boob is coming out. I have two bras like that where I gotta be careful. I can't be bending over in them. But then I have two bras that are in the extra small and they fit fine. So I have the Bandeau bra, one in a small and one in an extra small. The small's tough. I'd be yanking her up all day. But the extra small fits perfect. So true to size in the bottoms, but definitely size down in the tops unless you want to lose a boob. But I don't. I just don't think you do. Next, Alphalete. Pros, the Amplify shorts are a staple. I love them. However, Young LA does make very similar ones now, and honestly, I prefer them a little bit. Alphalete's cool. I've got leggings that like make me... I'm actually wearing all Alphalete right now, and I love everything that I have from Alphalete. The con, though, is that they are expensive, and they're a little bit more expensive than like Young LA and stuff, so I'm more tempted... like. I will go and buy from Young LA because I'll be saving like $5 to $10 per piece, you know? So they're great. They look great. Everything feels great. Makes the Amplify leggings make my butt look great. They have a wide variety of sports bras. They have really cute pump covers. It's just that they're expensive. Okay. All right. Lululemon. Honestly, Lululemon has kind of gone downhill for me. You guys know I used to work with them and whatnot, and I still like kind of do. They do have staples like the fanny pack, and I love the Free to Be Wild bra. I still wear it all the time. It's just very expensive, and you can find better options elsewhere. Like the Aligns, you could just get the Sierra leggings from Petula, or you could get the, I forget what they're called, but the like Champion leggings from Paragon Fitwear, like whatever their Champion legging is, those are very similar to the Aligns, but they have like a little scrunch on the inside to lift your butt up, and it looks a lot better in my opinion than in the Aligns. So while Lululemon has classic things, they're just very expensive, and I feel like there's other brands that do similar. Plus, like, I don't know. I like what I have from Lulu and from like Aloe Yoga, but I'm just not like, my vibe is more Young LA than like Yoga Mom vibe. Not that Yoga Mom vibe's wrong. I'm just more like Young LA in the streets. Okay. All right. Should we do one more? We'll do one more. Violate the dress code. You guys might not have heard of Violate. I feel like it's really hit or miss. It's definitely big in my area. Everything that I have from Violate is fantastic. Everything I have is fantastic, especially the Triple Threat bra. Like, I love their bras because they make, like, they have just the right amount of boob that, like, you look good and you feel good, but you're not going to pop one out. The only con that I have with Violate is some of their stuff is, like, a little too wacky, like, a little too bold for me. So I like their more plain stuff, but like their V-back shorts, I have their V-front leggings. Everything I have from there, I love. Some of the stuff's just a little too neon-ish for me. Guys, that pretty much wraps up this week's episode of Confessions of a Gym Rat. Thank you again for holding with me. I'm sorry that we didn't have an episode last week, but I just couldn't get it done, not with the guy doing the bathroom. But we're back. We're good to go. If you have any questions on like my favorite pieces or want to see pictures or examples, just message me on Instagram. And with that being said, make sure you follow the podcast on Instagram at Confessions of a Gym Rat. And then follow me on TikTok, YouTube, and Instagram at Lifts with Liz. Have a happy and healthy week, and we'll talk to you on Monday.